We're here with another edition of Web Chat with the Mayor. This time, we're moving on to Ingersoll. Ted Comiskey, you had your meeting last night, and it was the first meeting of the new council.
That's right. It was very exciting. We have three new council members, Mike Bowman, Regan Franklin, and Brian Petrie. Full of excitement, full of energy. I believe that it's going to kind of move council in a great direction. When I say a great direction, I think that when you have new people on board, they have fresh ideas, new thoughts, a new direction, and certainly you open your eyes a lot farther because they're introducing and bringing forward questions that maybe had laid asleep for too long. And so having that new energy brought on board, I think it's, infectious in the sense where it spreads, you know what I mean? It really moves into the other counselors, and I think it's going to be very exciting. I think it's going to be very rewarding. Right already last night, I know that the new counselors are not afraid to speak up and to voice their opinion, and so that's very healthy. And so we're going to have some good debates, some good discussion, and I believe some very good decisions.
Perfect. And you had a fairly lengthy agenda last night. This morning in the news, we learned about some issues with Carnegie Hall, as well as the appointment of a new closed-door mediator. But there were other agenda items as well.
Yes. Well, one of the items that came forward is the OMPF, which the Ontario Ministry fund that is handed down from the province to municipalities to help in the support of the costs that are incurred. It has been reduced. Well, we knew it was coming. We knew that their plan was to reduce it, but it hit us yesterday. It cut us back $132,000. That's you know what I mean. That's quite a big chunk for us. It's certainly over a point on our levy as such. So you start to bring that down. We just got a new model presented to us with the OPP. So we knew we were going to have some savings then. And it just seems that with the province right now, it's kind of give with one hand and take with the other. And it certainly is an eye opener for us to say, province, take a look at your municipalities. Look at the pressures you're putting us under. Look at the amount of levy that we have to put forward to correct or replace the services that are being cut by the province itself. So it's an eye opener to us, and we're disappointed in that aspect. But it's move onward. We have some great ideas. We have some great development. We have some great energy towards our budget that we will be working on over the next couple of months, and we will make it work for the people of Ingersoll.
Now, your job not only is to manage Ingersoll, but also you sit on County Council, which has their inaugural meeting this evening.
That's right. We also have three new members on County Council, so it'll be nice to see the new players. And certainly tonight we will be picking a warden and certainly a deputy warden. So it will have a new face starting off tomorrow's budget talks and budget meetings and the breakdowns on it. So tonight will be a moment of congratulations and moving forward. And tomorrow we will be, sharpening our pencils and getting down to work on the budget itself.
Now, will we see your name on the warden ballot?
No, you will not. No, for the simple reason, I love my town, and I have a lot of work to do in Ingersoll, and I want to make sure that that my time is put to the town to get us back on track. We have a great track record right now. We have a direction, and so we want to maintain that direction and keep going the way we're going, get our levy down, certainly get our services up to snuff, and that's going to take some time. It's going to take some energy, and I don't believe at this point in time in my career that I can put that energy to both mayor and putting my name in as warden. I would certainly like to be available to assist the warden in any way I could through deputy warden if not. But if not, I'm certainly available at the county to support wherever I can.
Ted, thanks so much.
Thank you. This is a nice moment to have. I hope we continue this on and we can get the news of Ingersoll on the air.